Quick roundup, three pieces to watch today. One arguing the network, not the robot, is the new bottleneck. Another showing how AI can rescue predictive maintenance on dense automotive robot lines, and a third marking pallet trucks as technically ready but operationally tricky. Let's unpack what that means for teams building and deploying robots.
On the network piece, for humanoids, autonomy stacks, and industrial arms, the limiter is often latency, jitter, and link reliability, not motor torque or perception models. Designers are hitting hard limits when they assume cloud roundtrips or best effort Wi-Fi will behave like a wired control loop.
That forces a design pivot, more computation at the edge, deterministic networking, and control algorithms that tolerate intermittent connectivity. Teams must think in terms of graceful degradation, which loops must stay local, and which can be cloud-assisted.
The automotive maintenance story shows why that matters. Car plants run dense fleets with lots of variability, and simple threshold alarms break under that complexity. AI can fuse vibration, torque, cycle count, and thermal data to predict failures earlier and reduce false alarms.
Practically, that means unsupervised anomaly detection, transfer learning across similar robot types, and digital twins to simulate failure progression. Those approaches handle sparse labels and changing process conditions better than fixed thresholds.
But the hard work is operational, curating sensor streams, mapping signals to PLC states, and convincing maintenance teams to act on model outputs. False positives, tooling gaps, and integration with CMMS still blunt many pilots' ROI.
And with pallet trucks, the tech stack LiDAR, SLAM, and AI 3D vision has crossed into production viability. The remaining friction is in fleet orchestration, fleet managers, WMS integration, charging schedules, and evolving floor layouts.
You also see practical edge cases, map drift from temporary racking changes, conveyor tie-ins that weren't modeled, and safety documentation that needs continuous updates. Those are integration and maintenance problems, not perception problems.
A common thread across all three is that robots are now systems of systems. Success hinges on software and network engineering, operations, and vendor coordination as much as on mechanics and models.
That drives business changes. Procurement now includes SLAs for connectivity, ops teams buy into long-term service contracts, and budgets shift towards software maintenance and orchestration platforms rather than one-off hardware buys.
Technically, we're seeing practical fixes emerge. Private 5G or purpose-built campus networks, edge compute nodes co-located with controllers, and federated learning patterns so predictive models improve without centralizing all raw data.
Open questions remain around cybersecurity for these networks, standards to avoid vendor lock-in, and the workforce changes needed to sustain more software-dependent fleets. Those are the true gating factors for scale.
Brief synthesis. The industry is moving from robot-centric thinking to system-centric thinking. The winners will be teams that can stitch networks, edge compute, predictive models, and operations into repeatable deployment practices. That's where the real competitive advantage will sit. AF, Bella, and AMECO.